Weber will inbound the ball for Jensen. I'll load it, Selmer. Selmer with a quick shot. Up, no good. Rebound fought for by Ralph. Unable to pull it down, but Cox has it. Cox wants to kind of tee up a shot. Doesn't. Passes it over to Jensen. Jensen tries to get back to Cox, and the pass is deflected out of bounds by Roberts. Will be scattering the basketball. Al Weber to inbound. Weber tries the inbound pass. Gets it to Jensen. Jensen spins away from the defense. Takes a couple of dribbles. Finds an open Selmer. Selmer's shot. Oh, no good. But there's Rao for the rebound. And back out to Cox. Cox's shot. No good. McKenna Rao was checked into the game. For Skaggs. Or stayed in the game. Right? The quarterback. Scaffold has the ball now. For Huna. He's up a three-point shot. No defender in her face. Knocks it down. 43-15, the score. Huna up over Skaggs. Jensen has it on the left side. Another shot by Selmer. Selmer shot no good. And out of bounds, the struggle for the rebound is going to be off of Rao and out of bounds. 7-14 to go. 43-15. Huna keeps extending this lead over Skaggs. Monique Glover has the ball for Skaggs. Picks up her dribble. Over to Scaffolstead. Scaffolstead looks, oh, a nice cut by Stevenson in the lane. Unable to convert, and a couple of Skaggs players down on the deck. It's Stevenson and Glover, and we've got a jump ball called. It is going to be Huna basketball. Oh, and Jensen steps into the passing lane, knocks the ball away. Good hustle play by Roberts as she dives out of bounds trying to save the ball. And it's going to be called Huna ball one more time. Pass is complete to Roberts. And now she gets it out to Lockerbie. Wants to pass it back over in the corner to Scaffolstead. Way too high for Scaffolstead to handle, and it's out of bounds. And remember, this Huna Braves team is full of freshmen. There are three freshmen in the lineup, one sophomore and a junior. So Huna and Skaggs, about the same sort of age, Huna with less players, but a more physical group, and a team that has played together for many, many years. The Skaggs, this is their first time kind of gelling, trying to gel as a unit. Rao with a shot from the elbow, on the right-hand elbow, and she knocks it in for two, so McKenna Rao on the board. 43-17. Basically, 6:16 left to go in the game. Glover gets the ball over to Scaffolstead. Scaffolstead drives into the lane, gets it over to Lockerbie. Lockerbie shot up, no good. Rebound by Jensen. Jensen throws a little shoulder into Glover just to create a little bit of space. And gets the ball up. Forecourt drives an entry pass into the high post. It's deflected. Now she gets it over to Selmer. Selmer's, ooh, she works an open jump shot. Another miss by Selmer. Boy, she's so close on me. If she knocks things down, Skaggs in a much different scenario. Boy, it's been so close off. Yeah, Skaggs now has drawn a foul. Cox tried to put up a jump shot and was fouled on the attempt. She's going to go to the line shooting 2:46 to go in the game. 43-17 the score. Huna up over Skaggs. Eddie Cox at the shoot two. First shot up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Weber's going to get a breather. Kara Whitehead comes in. Cox on for second shot. Going up. Again, no good. And Huna tries a full court outlet pass from the block, but Skaggs is there. Haley Jensen gets into the passing lane and is absolutely mauled, no call, and turns the ball over. Scaffolstead has it now. It over to Roberts on the right-hand side, and it's a little helter-skelter action here. Roberts is going to tee up with it. Not actually a three-point shot. Looks like it. Fans are calling for three, but her foot was on the line. She drains it. 46-17 now the score. Haley Jensen has the ball for Skaggs. Gets it on the right-hand side to Cox. Cox wanted to go back to Jensen, but thought better of it as one of the defenders stepped into the passing lane. Whitehead now dribbles into the lane, has an open look, but is blocked from behind by Stevenson and comes right back and steals the ball from Stevenson on the dribble, and it looks like it's going to be Skaggs ball. Yes, I agree with the officials on this one. Very difficult to tell whose ball it's going to be, but I think Kara Whitehead knocked it off of the Huna player. Stevenson went out of bounds off of her knee. tough pass up at the top of the key. A couple of tough passes by Chamberlain as he goes from the turnover. Glover picks it up, takes the length of the court, puts up a layup attempt, no good. Roberts there for the rebound. Her shot, no good. Rowell there for that rebound, and Kenton now has the ball for Skaggs. Rowell has come in and put in some great minutes. Kenna Rowell with a bucket and several rebounds. Jensen has it at the top of the key, gets it over on the left-hand side to Rao. Rao looking to get it back to Jensen. Up and over the defender. Jensen works it over to the right-hand side. Throws it a three-foot pass to Cox. Down into the corner to Selmer. Back over to Cox. He's not moving on being on offense quite as well as they had drawn it up in practice. But Cox makes a move toward the lane. Gets it over to McKenna Rao. Rao tries to get it back over on the left-hand side to Jensen. Jensen tries to get it back to Rao. And the pass is picked off by Roberts. And again, more helter-skelter as the ball goes toward the out-of-bounds area. And it is off of Puna. Things are getting a little sloppy late in the game on both sides. 3:57 to go in the game. 45-17 the score here in Puna. It's on the right side to Weber. Weber feeds the post. That's Whitehead down working, dribbling. Trying to get something going, passes it back out. The inside-out play, Jensen, three-point bomb, no good. Rebound comes down to Glover from Puna, and Glover's going to bring the ball up the court. Glover picks up her dribble, knocked out of her hands by Cox. She can dribble again, as she does. On the right side now, Stevenson, not shy, going to put up a shot, no good. Lockaby gets it, brings it back out to Roberts. Roberts passes over in the post, a long pass to the post. Able to get it up and over the Skaggs defender. But Skaggs comes down with the basketball in a scrum underneath the hoop. And Jensen has it now, dribbling with her left hand. Picked by Whitehead, not used by Jensen. Picks it up on the top of the key. It's Fox with the ball now over on the left to Whitehead. Whitehead looking to get something going for the hoop. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a fake. Another fake. Finds an open Jensen. Jensen back out to Cox. Cox at about 13 feet. Throws one up. No good. Rebound comes down to Whitehead, back out to Jensen. Her shot from three, no good. And it looks like we're going to have a foul called on a Puna player underneath the basket, not on the ball. So that foul is going to go on Glover. It's not going to put Puna in the penalty situation. So Skaggs is not in the bonus, is what I'm trying to say. So they're not going to shoot a one-on-one situation. 45-17 score. 2:46 left to go in the game. Things have gotten a little out of control on both sides. It is a helter-skelter game. Both teams showing all sorts of hustle, all sorts of scrambles for the ball. Neither team is really taking care of the ball. They're putting up a lot of quick shots. But Skaggs has gotten better here in the second half, or at least in the fourth quarter. And I thought they showed some nice flashes in the third quarter as well of handling the basketball, of keeping the turnovers at a minimum. That's something that they're going to have to really cut down on the turnovers as they move forward. In the regionals here, coming up in a little over a week, and also as the season progresses here for this unit, a very young unit. Quick inbound pass to Cox over on the left-hand side of the court, puts up an 18-foot jump shot. And knocked it down, 45-19 to score now. Skaggs trailing by 26, with 2.5 to go. Stevenson has the ball for Puna, defended by Whitehead. And it is that man-to-man that Coach Calise is sticking with here. And it's been pretty effective. Skaggs has the ball down low, puts up a shot, no good. And Cox comes down with it. She's running up the right side of the court, tries to run through Roberts, unable to do it, but passes back out to Haley Jensen. Haley gets it back over to Cox. Cox is going to put up a 19-footer just off the back of the rim. No good. And Huna's cherry picking a little bit. Skaffelstedt just hung out underneath her own basket, let out a big whistle. And Skaffelstedt's not even going to go back on defense. She's only going to play offensively from here on out. And how is Skaggs going to react to that? Well, they're going to take a long three-point shot that's going to miss. And wouldn't you know it, long outlet pass to Skaffelstedt. And Skaffelstedt unable to handle it. Ha-ha! This Skaggs gets away with that one. It's as if Puna has pulled the goalie. Or set up a goalie when there doesn't need to be one. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but Skaffelstedt not playing on offense. That knee is bothering or something scared. And if anybody deserves a break, that kid. Hey, Al Weber gets a rebound from the missed Whitehead shot, puts it up and in, and that's 2 points for Skagway. 7-21 score with an under a minute and a half to go in the game. Whitehead coming out to defend on Stevenson. It knocks the ball right away from her. Nice little defensive move by Kara Whitehead. Kara wants to take it to the rack, but is defended heavily as Mooney does a nice job getting back around the perimeter. They go. Skagway passing the ball, but Jensen's pass back to Mocha Larman is not a good one. Picked off by Lockaby. Lockaby goes the length of the court and lays it in, and now Alaska Scaffold has decided she's going to play with it. Jensen's pass picked up by Lockaby. I feel like I just said that. Length of the court, and she's fouled this time by Jensen. Billy Jensen. She was able to get back on defense and impact that shot, not giving anything easy to Ronnie Roberts. Lockaby. Lockaby will go to the line shooting two, under a minute to play now in the game. 48.3 seconds on the clock. 49-21 the score. Lockaby at the line for Hoona. Crowd goes a little quiet. First shot up off flat and off rim, but no good. Chrissy Lockaby at the line, shooting her second. Two free throws. A few dribbles, steps up to the line. Takes her time. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebound, fought for, pulled down by Lockaby. And her shot afterwards, kind of a wild shot, drew nothing. But we've got an injured player on the court, and that's going to be Alaska Scapless. She went down diving for the ball, and it looks like she's finally going to come off the court. She's in some serious pain now. Coach Adam Gretzinger sticking with his star player, Scaffold. Even though Scaffold has shown that she's in pretty rough shape, but he's sticking with her as she refuses to come off the court. So instead of just pulling her out, he's going to actually call a timeout. We're going to have a little break in the action. 44.9 seconds to go. 49-21 the score. Hoona up over Skagway. And Skagway sees some flashes from some players, some development, and, you know, that's what they're looking for, a lot of development. You know, that's what this season is about. We knew it wasn't going to be a big win season for Skagway. It was going to be something where they needed to grow and develop and gel as a unit and build skills. And we're seeing something slowly but surely creep in to the game situation. Looks like Scaffolded's going to come back out on the court. Boy, she looked like she was in a lot of pain and would be coming out for the last 45 seconds, but nope. She has come back out onto the court. It's going to be Skagway basketball here. Al Weber to inbound the ball. And Scaffolded's going to just stay up there on the offensive end. Jensen with a long pass up to Whitehead. Whitehead's going to launch a three. No, she misses that one. She's laughing about it because it just went off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. It didn't come close. But, you know, at least she's got some humor left in her here. 30 seconds to go. Roberts drives into the lane. Ooh, a nice little cut through by Roberts. Lays it up and in. Beautiful play by Ronnie Roberts. 51-21. The lead is 30 now for Hoona. Whitehead has the ball on the right-hand side. Beats the post down to Weber. Weber's shot, no good. Rebounded by Larman. Larman slides around a little bit, gets it up to the free throw line to Cox. Her shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stevenson. And Stevenson's going to try that long pass again to cherry-picking Scaffolded. But Haley Jensen's there to pad her steal stats. And that buzzer means that's the game. 51-21, the final score. From here in Hoona, Alaska, and the girls came out. Boy, that Hoona squad, they're going to be something tough to contend with here in the future. That's a small group of players. They got just five, but they are tough. They are determined. And once they learn how to take care of the basketball a little bit better, once they get a couple of substitutions on the bench, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here in the Southeast region.